Thank you, Father. We stand down in the sanctuary. Every one of the intercessors are heirs now. They have authority to pray in this house, to stand and to administrate kingdom business in this house. But I want you to be aware the kingdom has come down to you in an at-hand position. Sometimes you'll feel like you're detaching from that glory, but you got to get that glory here. I thank you. Focus on being here, but focus all of that with you. That's the key. Oh, the seven spirits of God are with me here in the earth. The angelic hosts are with me here in the earth. Father, you send them in front of us to break and cause the collapse of all second heaven interference, to cause the collapse, to dismantle all second heaven activity, to dismantle the atmosphere, to dismantle. Today, we stand in the midst of this house. We stand in the midst of the glory. You are with us here for manifested kingdom glory. The angels are with us. The crown of the seven spirits of God are with us. The ark, riding upon the wings of a cherubim, standing in the midst of the cherubim, is with us. Thy kingdom is in an at-hand position into the earth. We're already seeing trinkles of it, but out from it will flow a great and mighty, mighty river, breaking forth into every direction. We are clothed in the glory of this place. We are clothed in the power, dunamis power. Now I want you to go back into that awareness of where you were in that crown in the right hand of God, but I want you to be aware of that crown with you here now. I'm aware that you're with us. As the seven eyes of the Lord will go forth into all the earth, you're with us. As the seven horns of omnipotent dominion, you maketh us to have dominion here in the earth. The dunamis, the seven inheritances are with us. With us. So you'll feel a different freedom up in the right hand of God. When you're bringing it down, you may not feel that. That is part of your faith. The moving and getting your faith operational for transference. That's what he meant in the Lord's Prayer. Thy kingdom, that will be done on the earth as it is in heaven. Everything that God is with you in heaven is with you here. It's with you here now. It's with you here. It's with us. You're with us here. I see that you have come to make your abode with us. I see that you have come to bring the kingdom to an at-hand position into the earth. I see that you have come to be with us, to do the works again. I see the manifested glory with us. I see the seven inheritances are with us. I see the creative realm of the Father is with us. I see the glory. The dunamis power is with us here in the earth as it was with you, Lord, as it filled your body. As out from your body flowed the dunamis power, the dunamis is with us without measure. Generational wealth is with us into the earth to unlock, to release, to break through. Omnipresent, omniscient, the Bana of wisdom's table is with us. Discernment is with us. The understanding is with us. The capacities to see into the realm of the future is with us. The capacities for the fullness of the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom and the gift realm moving from limited realms to fullness is with us. Our capacity to see and understand and know and discern is with us. Our capacities to stand in fields you've given us and know the outcome of the field before it happens is with us. To dwell in that outcome. The strength and the might of heaven is with us. God with us. Emmanuel with us. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. It is inside of us. Ready to be revealed. The honor, the glory, the favor. I want you to see favor now going out in front. I want you to send a company of angels with favor out in front of you. Release the favor out in front. Now we're going to get into the loosing today of how to actually release this into the earth. The blessing, all the blessings, the increase, the multiplication, the protections, all the blessings of Abraham are with us, all of them, all of it, all of it. The angels now are with us, descending and ascending. They're going out in front now. They're with us today. And today, I draw this circle, we stand and we come up now, we draw this circle over the state of Texas. Father, this is our land. It's actually the name of our house, Father's House of Texas. So we stretch forth the curtain of our habitation over Texas now. And we now decree an innumerable host to fill the south, east corner of Texas, the whole coastal line. Now we release. You're with us in this circle. You protect everything about this circle. You're with us in it. You protect us. You will not leave us. Today, as we release the innumerable hosts, as we stand guard over our house, it's now the Father's House of Texas, Father, that no destruction in noonday will come nigh the dwelling. No plague comes nigh the dwelling. No destruction comes nigh the dwelling. We stand down in the midst of this state and we now loose this inheritance and all of its protections and all of its glory and all of its hosts. We loose now to release through this state and we command COVID to dry up. We command it to dry up in our state. We command all of it to dry up and be dismantled. The lying data we commanded dismantled. We command the dismantling of all strife, violence, lies. We command this state to be freed. This day we hold the whole state up. We stand in the midst of this state and we release the innumerable company of angels now to produce the calm over this state. We send now this word and we command and speak to that storm. Say, be still today. Be still. We stand over the gulf and I say, be still. We draw the circle and say, be still now. No destruction comes nigh the dwelling. We release the angelic host to dismantle this storm, to dismantle it, the dismantling of it, the dismantling. Instead of the winds circling, the angels are now circling and swallowing it up into victory. The tornado of heaven swallowing up and dismantling all darkness, dismantling all in this city, the dismantling of all infirmity. In this house, the dismantling of all infirmity, all strife, all rebellion be dismantled. All doubt and belief be dismantled. All religious spirit be dismantled. All poverty, debt, lack, the lawless sin and death, I sever the cords. You have no right to function. We operate as heirs today. Father, we've taken a step we've never taken. We thank you. You go out there with us, Lord. You go out there with us, Father. You send out the glory. We set the crown over this city. We set the crown over this state. And I decree it the most prosperous state, the most disease-free state. I set it over this city. And I say kings will now come out from this city. Kings will come out from the crown in this house. Last day, heir kings of such the world has not seen and do not operate in earthly wisdom. What do you do? Well, I'm a king, but I'm not an earthly king. What do you do? We do God. God with us. The glory and the authority now. Feel that dominion come around you. As you feel that glory coming around you, loose that. Loose it into this house. Loose it upon that situation that's giving you issues. Loose the glory of it on those people. Loose the glory of oneness. Loose that healing manifestation in your family. I loose the innumerable company of surgical. I loose this healing river upon my house. I loose this glory. I loose this inheritance. If people knew, saith the Lord, what I am teaching you in this house, they would not miss a single meeting if they understood the pearl of great price that's being delivered. If their eyes were open and they understood the treasures that will come out from this realm, they would have surely awakened. Have your eye tuned into me in this hour. Be not distract, for I will surely engage you, and I will fill you with a light that you know not of and you have not seen in this generation, saith the Lord. I will fill you with a glory and a light in this hour, and a power and authority where you will know the end from the beginning, where you know before you walk in the outcome. You will walk in a light that's not of this world. In one day, you'll be able to accelerate more than you accelerated in a whole year. For those of you that have felt that things move too quickly, saith the Lord, get ready for the run. The light, my heirs in this hour will move with me in the frequency of light. I will remove the darkness, and I will teach you how to overcome all of it. Quench it, dismantle it, and you will see it collapse around you. You will move at a speed and a glory and a grace that even the early apostles to this day would trade places with you. To be in your generation, to see what you will see, and to do with me what will be done. For I will affirm this house in the coming days. I will confirm it from above. I will confirm all that has been spoken. I will confirm all that has been given. And I will bring my glory to rest. And man will see the manifested glory in your midst. And a great army will come out. They will come in and out from this house. One of you will become a nation, strong ones. One will become 1,000, and strong among you will become a nation. It is your compass to the which I will bless. Stretch forth, O heirs. Stretch forth for what your eyes will see. Know who you are in this generation. For many will come in, and within 6 months they will outrun the ones that sleepeth. See what you have been given. Turn all of your heart to it, and you shall have it. You will pray the way I prayed, and the Father will answer you the way He answered me. And you will be clothed in the same confidence. I will be with you to manifest all that my Father gives you. I will do this. I will finish. I will complete. I will perfect. I will perform. I will do. I will create a day unlike any day you have seen. I will create an hour in human history unlike the world has not seen. I will create it. But it is you that will bring it out from the Father. I will show you how to receive. I will show you all my mysteries. For that is the gift I've given you. To understand and walk in the mysteries. I am with you. to do this. Shake yourself. Align. Find the hunger and the thirst. Do you want it like you wanted it that first day? Find that first love in me. Be thou in the fear of the Lord all of the day long. Be thou in the awareness of this realm. Sow your garden into it. Sow it into your garden. And I will surely bring it out from you, more than you can know. In an amarandos, I'm coming to change your image. You're going to bear mine in this last hour. You're going to bear my image. You're going to bear my authority and my dominion. You're going to bear the image of my glory and my light to humanity. Out from this darkness will arise a new church. Out from this time my people have been sequestered, will arise a heavenly company. Meninamasurindi. Tikarariyaramas. Victory will become a daily thing for you. Manifestation of my kingdom will be a daily operation. All that you have seen and looked upon will become a daily operation. Miracles that you would see once in 10 years, you will see them daily. I've come to affirm who you are. The foundation of this house has been laid. Its glory will soon appear. For I, saith the Lord, will begin sending the thermals into this house. These are the winds of the Spirit to those who are mounted up into the high places. Those that are in position will begin catching the thermals coming through this house. It will launch them in ways that you could not have obtained on your own. If you are positioned, you will surely catch them. You will move at a speed, saith the Lord. You will move at the speed that light bringeth. For you will be lifted into the realms of the Father of Lights. And you will receive the continuous gifts and the perfect gifts that are coming out from him, for he has for your generation a light. And there are gifts in that light. And for the eagles in this house that catch the thermals, you will receive it. Suddenly it'll be upon you. Suddenly you'll be operating in it. Suddenly. Because you were where I am. Your frequency was tuned in to me. My angels will work for you now. You begin to recognize they'll solve problems for you in the earth. They'll dismantle the spirits behind those that harass you. Me to say one other thing today. When you're in this realm and when you are full and when he has given you something and you know that when you step down into the earth, whether you're praying over your situation, your family, you loose from the inside of you. It's almost like you just, everything you've got, you release it from the inside. You loose it. You loose it with words. You loose by that spiritual reaction within you. You release it. And you will see it manifest. You'll see it. Learn to lose. What I give you. Some of these things you will release to me for my doing, and some of these things you will release right into the atmosphere of where you are, into your home. You release healing virtue will flow out of you. In my name, it will flow out. I've given you the authority to operate in my name. It will flow right out of you. You'll understand the treasure you carry, saith the Spirit of the Lord. You are the bearers of the riches of my glory. I will fill your temple with it. You will both partake and serve it to humanity. I have set my table inside of you. Mendara surmanen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the glory. Thank you for the exceeding grace. Thank you for the exceeding glory, for the sound of heaven we hear today, for the glory of this. From before you come out, I want you to release whatever's on you. Go stand in your house. Go stand in front of your son. Go stand. Release it. Loose that inheritance. Release that blessing. Release that glory. Stand in front of your friend or your husband or your wife and release the goodness. And yet, saith the Lord, I will show you in these days to come how to release from the future realm of the Father. For that's far greater than any other realm. It will shape and fashion the world you live in accordance to what the Father sees. It will dismantle all other things. There is no army that can stand against it. There is no defense in the enemy's arsenal can stop what comes out from the Father. Not in my day, saith the Lord, and not in your day.
Heaven is with us today. The elders and angels bow.